The KRQ Fall Membership Drive kicks off on Friday, September 22nd. You can help us unite our community in support of 91.7 FM by tuning in to some of your favorite programs. We value our listeners and supporters greatly, as you are an essential part of KRQ's mission. Your donation today plays a vital role in sustaining our operations, allowing us to broadcast the very best of jazz and indie programming to a national audience. Consider joining as a member, renewing your membership, or giving an additional or one-time gift today. Go online at join.krtu.org and pledge your support. Your dedicated listenership is what brings our community together. Thank you for listening and for your commitment to educational community radio.
Good evening, this is the New Orleans Roots Music Show, and I'm David, your host, coming to you from the studios of KRTU FM 91.7 on the campus of Trinity University in San Antonio, Texas, and streaming around the world at krtu.org. For 1 hour each week, we discover, listen to, and learn about New Orleans-born or very near New Orleans-born artists in a vast variety of music genres, including early traditional jazz, blues, R&B, soul, and rock and roll, Afro-Caribbean and Latin jazz, gospel, zydeco, and of course, modern contemporary jazz. Join me each Monday night at 8 p.m. Central.
Another jig I know, as life goes on without me.
Louis Armstrong opened the set with his version of Just a Gigolo, adapted by Irving Caesar into English in 1929 from an Austrian tango composed in 1928 Vienna by Leonello Cassassini. Some of the most famous versions of Just a Gigolo are Louis Prima's in 1956 and, of course, David Lee Roth in 1985. This 1931 version of Just a Gigolo is from Louis Armstrong and was an OK Record recording with his new Sebastian Cotton Club Orchestra. Louis Armstrong's Sebastian Cotton Club Orchestra? From syncopated times, the history of jazz before 1930, and the Red Hot Jazz Archive. In July 1930, Louis Armstrong moved to California and fronted the Les Heights Orchestra. It was renamed Louis Armstrong Sebastian Cotton Club Orchestra after a club on Washington Boulevard in Culver City, California, where the band played. Armstrong's engagement was a great success there, and he stayed in the nightclub until he stayed at that nightclub until March 1931. Next up, a classic from Jimmy Noone and his New Orleans band, followed by Lionel Verbose. Was trumpeter Lionel Furbose and the song My Blue Heaven, a popular song written by Walter Donelson with lyrics when sung by George A. Whiting. We'll hear two more versions of My Blue Heaven later in this show. Before Lionel Furbose and My Blue Heaven was Jimmy Noone's version of a classic, Way Down Yonder in New Orleans, written by John Turner Lawton Jr., and again, when sung, lyrics by Henry Creamer. It was first published in 1922. Jimmy Noone, the cutoff Louisiana-born, 1895, and he died in 1944, was one of the three principal clarinetists in early jazz. The other two, Johnny Dodds and Sidney Bouchet. Noone studied with Bouchet and began his career in New Orleans bands, including important ones led by Freddie Kapar, Kid Ory, and Buddy Pettit. Now Blue Lou Barker with I've Got Ways Like the Devil, with Henry Red Allen off Henry Red Allen and the Blues Singers Volume 1, original recordings 1938 to 1940s LP.
Don't you shake my tree. I've got ways like the devil, born in the lion's den. And my chief occupation is taking all the women's men. Now if you've got one man, you better get two, because there ain't no telling what that one will do. I've got ways like the devil, born in the lion's den. reputation is taking all the women's men. I'll walk the door. I've got ways like the devil, born in the lion's den. And my chief occupation is taking of the women's men. I was drunk last night, drunk the night before. I'm gonna get drunk tonight. If I never get drunk no more, I've got ways like the devil, born in the lion's den. And my chief occupation is taking of the women's men.
I'm thinking maybe Blue Lou got Louis Armstrong's attention. Let's hear from Pops again. This time it's Ain't Misbehavin'. The song was written by Harry Brooks, Andy Rossov, and Fats Waller. Ain't Misbehavin' was first recorded in 1929, again on OK Records, with Louis Armstrong and his orchestra. The song was also recorded by Jimmy Noon that same year.
Myself, no one to walk with, I'm happy on a shelf. Misbehaving, save my love. Oh, no for Satan, the one I love. I'm through with flirting, you then I'm thinking of. Misbehaving, oh, babble, yeah. Like Jack Horner in a corner, don't go nowhere. And I don't care, all your kisses, were they waiting for me? Leave me, I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm on my body, me and my radio. I'm misbehaving, I take it from me, y'all.
Thank you.
now Tammy Lynn, the New Orleans-born Gloria Jean Brown. The soul singer was one of several New Orleans-based artists who worked for Harold Batiste, AFO, All for One record label, during the early 1960s. Let's hear Tammy's best-known single, I'm Gonna Run Away From You, that was originally released in 1967. Then we'll hear another one from Tammy Lynn, World of Dreams.
I told myself life, it's a matter of time. Made myself believe someday I would find that man I waited for so long. 'Cause I'm so tired of being alone. I'm so tired of being alone. Baby, 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 I'm so tired of being alone.
Next up, Willie T. Wilson Turbinton, the New Orleans-born keyboardist, songwriter, singer, producer, and notable early architect of New Orleans funk and soul. Willie T. helped shape the sound of New Orleans for more than four decades. Here's his What's That You Got?
What's that you got that makes you think it's so hot? What's that you got that makes you think it's so hot? Is it beating medical? Will it satisfy my soul? What's that you got that makes you think you're so hot? Please tell me why my dog won't bark when you come around. He did the mailman, but with you he wags a tail and clowns. What's that you got that makes you think you're so hot? What's that you got that makes you think you're so hot? Is it beating made of gold? Will it satisfy my soul? What's that you got that makes you think you're so hot? What's that got that makes you think you're so hot? What's that you got that makes you think you're so hot? Is it really made of gold? Will it satisfy my soul? What's that you got that makes you think you're so hot?
You're listening to the New Orleans Roots Music Show right here at your home for jazz, KRTU-FM 91.7, and streaming at krtu.org. Let me take just a minute to tell you how much I enjoy producing and DJing the show. I have such a great time researching, learning about, and listening to so many incredible New Orleans-born artists. and then bringing them to you on the airwaves every week. I hope you enjoy this show as much as I enjoyed doing it, and thanks for listening. Now it's Fats Domino and another version of My Blue Heaven.
When Whippoorwill calls, and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven. You turn to the right, you find a little bright light that leads you to my blue heaven. You find a cozy place, fireplace, cozy room.
Now Benny Spellman, featuring the early 1960s R&B singer Benny Spellman, born in Pensacola, Florida, on the New Orleans Roots Music Show, a show that focuses primarily, almost solely on New Orleans-born or near New Orleans-born artists, is a bit of a stretch. But please allow me to explain and justify by highlighting an article written by Keith Spira from the New Orleans Times-Picayune in 2011 upon Benny Spillman's death. Mr. Spillman was born in Pensacola, Florida. He attended Southern University in Baton Rouge on a football scholarship. At Southern, he also began singing. Back in Pensacola in 1959, Benny Spellman encountered the New Orleans R&B band Huey Smith and the Clowns. The band's vehicle had broken down, so Mr. Spellman offered to drive them back to New Orleans and elected to remain there after falling in with the growing R&B community centered around the famed Dewdrop Inn. Benny Spellman became one of the many artists that gave voice to producer and songwriter Alan Toussaint's voluminous 1960s output. In 1962, Minute Records released a 45 RPM single with Mr. Spellman singing Lipstick Traces on the A side and Fortune Teller on the B side. Both songs were written by Toussaint under his pseudonym Naomi Neville. Lipstick Traces with Irma Thomas on backing vocals proved to be Mr. Spellman's most significant national hit, reaching number 28 on the Billboard's R&B chart. He also contributed backing vocals to Ernie Cadeau's smash recording of another Alan Toussaint song, Mother-in-Law. In addition to working with Alan Toussaint and Ernie Cadeau, Benny Spellman worked with Earl King, Huey, Piano Smith, Wilson Pickett, the Neville Brothers, and the OJs. In 2009, he was inducted into the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame. Okay, justified. There was a lot of New Orleans running through Benny Spellman's life. Now let's take a listen to his best-known 1962 single release, Lipstick Traces on a Cigarette, and the B-side, Fortune Teller.
Your pretty brown eyes, your wavy hair, I won't go home no more, 'cause you're not there. I'm telling you now, like I told you before, I'm so in love with you, don't leave me no more. Lipstick traces on a cigarette, every memory lingers with me yet. Got it bad, like I told you before. I'm so in love with you, don't leave me no more.
Won't you come on home?
Oh, won't you come on home?
Won't you come back home?
Oh, won't you come back home? I'm crazy about you, can't do without you. Oh, won't you come on home? Lipstick traces on a cigarette, every memory lingers with me yet. I've got it bad, like I told you before. I'm so in love with you, don't leave me no more. I told you before, I'm so in love with you, don't leave me no more.
Leave me no more.
Don't leave me no more.
Leave me no more.
Don't leave me no more.
Leave me no more.
Don't leave me no more.
I didn't know what to tell her. I had a dizzy feeling in my head. Then she took a look at my palm. She said, "Sonny, you feel kind of warm." She looked into a crystal ball and said, "You're in love." I said, "How could that be so? I'm not tight with none of the girls I know." She said, "When the next sun arrives, surprise." The next day I discovered, or that the fortune teller told me a lie. I hurried back down to that woman, mad as I could be. I told her I didn't see nobody, why she made a fool of me. Then something struck me, as if it came from up above. While looking at the fortune teller, I fell in love. Now I'm a happy fella. I'm married to the fortune teller. We're happy as we can be. And now I get my fortune told for free.
Wynton Marsalis opened set number 3. That was the beautiful version of I Got Lost in Her Arms, the Irvin Berlin composition from Wynton Marsalis, trumpeter, composer, music instructor, and who is currently the artist director of Jazz at Lincoln Center. Wynton's version of I Got Lost in Her Arms is off his 1998 The Midnight Blues Standard Time Volume 5 LP. That reached number one on Billboard's Top Jazz Albums chart. On the LP with Wynton, Eric Reed on piano, Reginald Veal on bass, and Lewis Nash on drums. Now Harry Connick Jr., off his 2004 Only You LP, here's Harry's version of My Blue Heaven. Been listening to the New Orleans Roots Music Show, and I'm David Snyder, your community DJ host, coming to you from the studios of Trinity University's KRTU FM 91.7 in San Antonio, Texas, and streaming around the world at krtu.org, where here we're united by the music, and with the New Orleans Roots Music Show, it's all about the great music coming out of the Crescent City, New Orleans. The Charmaine Neville Band closes the set and the show with African Marketplace, a song written and first released by Abdullah Abram, a.k.a. Dollar Brand, the Cape Town, South African-born pianist and composer in 1980. The Charmaine Neville Band's version of African Marketplace is off their 1995 LP, Up, Up, Up.